Just a few hours ago, Colombian rebels freed two women that they'd held hostage for about 6 years, Consuelo Gonzalez, a former member of Colombia's Congress, and Clara Rojas, an aide to former Colombian presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt. They were among hundreds held hostage by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as the FARC, Marxist guerrillas who've been at war with the Colombian government for over 40 years now. The most prominent hostages remaining include three American defense contractors and Ingrid Betancourt, seized by the FARC as she campaigned to be the president of Colombia. Her husband joins us in just a moment. If you want to talk with him about his wife's status, about efforts to set her free, and about what the last 6 years have been like, our telephone number is 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. And joining us now from Radio Caracol in Colombia, in Bogota, Colombia, is Juan Carlos Lecomte, president, husband of former presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt. And I know this has to be an emotional day for you. We thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. And I wonder, what have you heard about the release of Clara Rojas and Consuelo Gonzalez?
Well, that happened like half an hour ago. They land in Venezuela border between Colombia and Venezuela, and they were two helicopters, and the two helicopters took them from the jungle, in the Colombian jungle, in the middle of the Colombian jungle. The guerrilla released them, and they flew in those helicopters, and they land in the border. And they took an airplane to go to Caracas, and we just saw those images on TV. That was very exciting, because I saw Clara Rojas, which is a very good friend of mine, and she was kidnapped with my wife 6 years ago.
And does this give you some more hope that your wife will soon be released?
Yes, this is a huge door that just opened today. And this is a result of the Mr. Chavez, the president of Venezuela, works. He has been working in the past 3-4 months doing a mediation between the Colombian government and the guerrilla. So the guerrilla wants to release these two women. And the only condition that they put was they only want to send them to Venezuela, to President Hugo Chavez. So the Colombian government let them do that. And that's the story. After 6 years, is the first time that the Colombian guerrilla released a hostage without any condition. So I hope that this freedom of these two hostages develop in the negotiation between the Colombian government and the guerrilla in order to release the other hostage, like my wife Ingrid Betancourt.
And I know this has had to have been an emotional roller coaster for you, because just a week ago, an earlier effort to have these women released was fumbled, I guess is probably the best way to put it, and it didn't happen, and then it must have been very depressing.
Yes. I think it was because there were too many military operations from the Colombian army in the jungle last month. So the guerrilla preferred not to put them in risk, because the guerrilla have the order to kill the hostage. If they see some patrol of the Colombian army approaching, they kill the hostage and they disappear. That happened every single year here. And they prefer not to take that risk the month before, because there were too many military operations from the Colombian army in the jungle. And I saw it, because I was in the jungle last month in the little airplane with the picture of my kids. I threw away 25,000 of them with the hope that Ingrid can see them. And I saw the operation. I have a Colombian Air Force plane approaching to me, very aggressive, and I have to land in a very small airport in the middle of the jungle. And I think because of that, the guerrilla decided not to release them last month, and they already released a couple hours ago.
The guerrillas had also promised to release a third person they said they were holding hostage, a three-year-old son of Ms. Rojas, and it turned out they did not have him.
No, because that little boy was found in Bogota, because the guerrilla take away the son from Clara Roja a few years ago, like 3 years ago, and then put in some benefice office here in Bogota. And we just found out last week that the boy was here, and they did ADN proof of Clara Rojas' mother, and it matched with the ADN of the boy. So the boy is already free here in Bogota, and we didn't know that. Nobody knows that. The Colombian government found out a couple of weeks ago that. But the promise of the guerrilla is okay, because they already released the two women a couple hours ago.
In addition to President Chavez of Venezuela, who you've already given some credit to, I think probably President Nicolas Sarkozy of France. Your wife is a dual citizen of both Colombia and France, and he has mounted a considerable effort to see her released as well.
Yes, the President Sarkozy is like the engine of all this negotiation, because he was the one who talked with the President Chavez and asked him to get involved like 4 or 5 months ago. And the President of Colombia gave to Chavez the approval. So that happened in last August. So Mr. Chavez asked for proof of life of the hostage, like my wife, and they came out last November 30th. And before that, we wait for the proof of life 4 years without any proof of life. And now Mr. Chavez asked for them, and the guerrilla approved them, and we received it in last November 30th. And now the guerrilla released these two women, and the only condition that they put is they want to give it to Mr. Chavez. So they are already flying to Caracas, and the family of the hostage are waiting for them, and Mr. Chavez is waiting for them too. And we are very happy with Mr. Chavez, because he's the only person in the world that the guerrilla pay attention. They respect him, they admire him, and that's why Mr. Chavez became the perfect man for the job, because he's the only person in the world that the guerrilla is going to hear and is going to pay attention and is going to respect him. So that's why Mr. Chavez is the perfect man for the job.
We're talking with Juan Carlos Lecomte, the husband of former Colombian presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt, who's been held hostage by the FARC in Colombian jungle for almost 6 years now. If you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. And this is Mike. Mike's on the phone with us from Destin in Florida.
Yeah, hi there. My question is, have you heard anything about your wife as far as how she's been treated? Is she okay? Have you had any communication with her? I'll take my answer off the air, please.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Well, we have a proof of life in December 1st, a month and a week ago. It was a 5-minute video and a letter for Ingrid Betancourt, my wife, a 20-page letter. And before that, we have 4 years without any news. So that's the only proof of life that we have. That happened 5 weeks ago. And she says that she looked in terrible shape. And she says that in the letter that they treat her very bad. And she says that she's not able to eat because her stomach closed. I don't know why. And she looked very skinny and in a terrible shape in the video.
It was also, there were points of it that were very sad. She said she did not know how much longer she could take this.
Yes, yes. She says that she doesn't want to live any longer, because it's like living in hell.
There was also one of her fellow hostages who escaped a while ago and came back with an account of what she was like in custody, and painted a picture of a woman who was defiant every day.
Yes, the guy, the policeman who escaped 7 months ago, he was with my wife, and he says that she tried to escape 5 times, and because of that, the guerrilla punished her very hard. They put a chain in her neck for days and nights, and and she doesn't obey them, and she always confront them, and because of that they treat her worse than the other hostage, and so she looks very, very sad, as you said in the video, and they treat her very, very bad.
Have you had any contact with the FARC at all? Have you been able to communicate with them about appealing for your wife's release, or at least for better treatment?
Well, the only chance that I have is talking the Colombian radio, because it's very powerful, and they have a program here called the Kidnap Voice. It's in the Sunday morning, and it's in Caracol Radio, the biggest radio where I am right now talking with you. And I send message to Ingrid, and in her letter she says that is the best, the only thing that she loves in the jungle is when she hear my message, and I talk with the gorilla and I ask them to give her better treatment, and I go to the Colombian jails to talk with some gorillas who are prisoners in the Colombian jails, and I try to tell them, well, you must treat her like you are here in the jail, but they treat you well. You say that my wife is like a political prisoner. You have to treat her like that. But we have no answer of them.
Again, we're talking with Juan Carlos Lecomte, the president of Ingrid Betancourt, the former Colombian presidential candidate who's being held hostage in Colombia by the FARC. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And this is Rex. Rex is with us on the phone from Gilbert, Arizona.
Yeah, for 40 years, the struggle's been going on, and I've never heard the list of demands that these guerrillas are fighting for. Are they fighting for some sort of communist domination? Are they fighting for land reform, for schools, medical? What are they fighting for?
Well, at the beginning, it was that. I mean, they were like this Latin American romantic guerrilla of the 60s, like the Che Guevara. But like 12 or 15 years ago, they start being involved in the cocaine business. At the beginning, they take care of the coca trees, but and then they figure out that it's a good business, and they start moving into a new cartel, because right now there is no cartel of Medellin, there is no more Pablo Escobar, no more Cali cartel. The new cartel of the drug in Colombia is the guerrilla, so they are making a lot of money with the coca business, and so they became the new cartel of drugs in Colombia. So they are making money, I think, because of that. They are very strong, they are very well armed, they have good weapons, good communication, and they don't need money because they are making a lot of money, and I think they lose all the political willing. They are just the new Colombian cartel.
Have they issued any specific demands for the release of your wife? Is there an exchange that they want, or money, or what?
No, they want to exchange her. They have they call political prisoner like my wife and some other politics, and they have soldiers and policemen from the Colombian army who have been in the jungle as the hostage for 10 years, and they want to do an exchange between those and like my wife and guerrillas who are in the Colombian jails.
Obviously, I know you want your wife back. Humanitarian impulses might want all the prisoners exchanged, but do you understand why the Colombian government does not want to do this?
Well, the Colombian government used to do that in the past, but this new government doesn't want to do it. But they did an exchange and a peace talk with the paramilitaries, which are the same corrupt and drug dealers and kidnappers like the guerrilla, only then they have from the right wing. And they talked with them in the demilitary zone, but the Colombian government refused to do that demilitary zone to talk with the guerrilla in order to release the hostage and the prisoners. And in all the worlds, I mean, in the world, I mean, like in Vietnam, John McCain spent like, I think, 5 years as a prisoner. Well, here there is Colombian soldier from the Colombian army who has been as a hostage for more than 10 years, and we don't think that that's fair, that the government send the soldier to the war, and if the other force, like the guerrilla, took them as a prisoner, we say hostage, but they say prisoner, and they are going to spoil in the jungle forever because they already have 10 years.
Finally, we just have a minute or so with you left. It's been 6 years. You and your wife also have two sons. What has it been like for your family?
Well, it's very sad because our son, when she was kidnapped, they have 13 and 15 years, and they have already 19 and 21 years. So they grew up without their mother, and that's very sad for them. And for me, it's very painful, too. And the only thing I can do, I take picture of them and I rent a little plane, a Cessna mono one engine, and I flew the jungle and I threw the picture of my kids, 25,000 picture in the jungle, with the hope that Ingrid is going to receive them and is going to see how beautiful and how big they are. Because in the last letter that she sent us, like a proof of life, she says that she doesn't remember how they are right now, so she wished to have like a picture. So the only thing that I can do is fly into the jungle and throw away launching those pictures.
We hope that your wife is released very soon. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Our guest was Juan Carlos Lecomte, who joined us from the studios of Radio Caracol in Bogota, Colombia. This is NPR News.